Coach's Insight programs continue here on at Care 93.7 as we're talking Jefferson County North basketball, joined by assistant coach, that is Jeff Hale. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, last week, coming off a loss to Pleasant Ridge, and then Tuesday night, I should say, you're coming off that loss last week to Pleasant Ridge, but you guys bounce back in a big way Tuesday, go on the road, get a win over Jackson Heights, 44-39. How key was that to turn around after that loss to Pleasant Ridge and get a big W?
Yeah, that was a huge win for us after the week before, coming off two losses. Started off the game slow last night. Tuesday night, got down 14-4. Second half, we're down double digits too, but our guys battled back. We finally started hitting some shots from the outside too, which was huge for us, kind of opened up the offense a little bit, and we were able to come away with the win.
Any adjustments there when you were down in the second half, or was it just simply a scenario of just happened to be making some shots?
Yeah, I mean, offensively, it was just making some shots. Defensively, we did switch to a man defense, and I thought that kind of got Jackson Heights out of their rhythm a little bit, maybe sped them up a little bit, forced a few more turnovers, got out in transition a little more, so I do think that that kind of helped us, but definitely just knocking down some shots made a big difference for us.
Right now, we got two games left here in the regular season. Your team sitting at 13-5, a firm grasp on the number two seed right now in the Valley Falls Substate. Of course, the Dragons still undefeated at 18-0, and that'll be your next opponent coming up on Friday night. And, you know, the first go-around with them back in early January, that was a 10-point win for Valley Falls. What's kind of the prep like this week for that second go-around and trying to get a victory here against Valley Falls?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to bring the intensity come Friday for sure. Obviously, Valley Falls is a very good basketball team, and their record shows it. Defensively, they got three shooters on the court at all time, and then they got good post down low that can score around the rim as well. So defensively, we just have to play a very good game and try to limit them, make them make tough, contested shots, don't give them a lot of open ones. And then offensively, we just need to continue with confidence, and we've got to be able to knock some shots down as well to hang around that game and have a chance to win it.
Then after Valley Falls, you'll wrap it up next week with a home game against Oskaloosa, and then we'll be on to Substate after that. And like I mentioned, a firm grasp on that two seed in the Substate, but with these two games left, kind of take those out. Just what are you and the rest of the coaching staff kind of implementing to your boys about just the mindset and where you want them to be at this point in the season with Substate looming?
Yeah, the main thing right now we're trying to get back into them is confidence. We haven't been shooting the ball very well the past, you know, even 5-6 games, especially from the perimeter. Our percentages went way down. So we're trying to get them confident again and shooting from the outside, just catch and shoot, not think about it. That way we can kind of spread the floor a little bit more, make the defense honor us so we have our big guy down low that can go to work then. Because the past few games, they've just been packing it in on us. And then defensively, we're just trying to bring intensity every day, make sure we're out working people, loose balls, 50-50s, rebounds, stuff like that.
Jefferson County North assistant boys coach, that is Jeff Hale, joining us. His team coming off a win on a Tuesday night against Jackson Heights. They won it by 5, and they'll close out the season with a couple of games on Friday and then early next week on a Monday against Valley Falls and Oskaloosa, respectively, and then Substate follows. So we're down to the home stretch here in the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck against Valley Falls, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.